What they've done is they've taken the 13 subject areas and reorganized them into six areas of learning. And in doing that, they've stripped out all the prescription in the curriculum. So the prescription that you have to learn the Victorians or the Second World War, or you have to be able to name all the places on a map. It takes out all that prescription and suggests what the key skills children should have at the end are, and the skier. The key abilities. So, in history, it's about being able to source materials and describe chronological events, but it doesn't put the onus on the school to follow a set of instructions about which periods in history to teach. And the idea behind that is that the curriculum's been so cluttered that teachers haven't been able to teach any of it effectively. And a lot of that is then repeated at secondary school as well. So it's been a bit of a mess, really. It's not been very rational. And this gives a lot more freedom back to teachers to decide what to teach and when to their pupils in their specific set of circumstances.
Just to clarify, it doesn't mean that school children won't be learning at primary level about the Victorians or the Second World War.
That, no, that's right. I mean, it's absolutely up to the teachers which ones what to teach when and what's most relevant to their kids at that point in time. And those things are on the curriculum at secondary school as well. So what it does away with is the situation where you have kids learning the Second World War three times in their school career, and instead at primary school they're really getting the basics right, and hopefully without all that prescription, there will be a much more kind of dynamic, exciting kind of education between a teacher and the class.
And what about the emphasis on chronology? What do you make of that?
Well, I think it might have been thrown in there to make the point that they're not scrapping history and they're not removing kind of historical fact by putting this emphasis more on skills and on flexibility. So I think it might be a bit of a concession to traditionalists who might be quite outraged by the Victorians being removed from the curriculum or.
And we're also going to see the introduction, the formal introduction into classrooms of social media and new media, such as Wikipedia and Twitter. How's that going to work?
In the English language and communication section of learning, there's a very, very strong emphasis on computer skills, on web-based skills, and it explicitly mentions Twitter and Wikipedia as both ways of communicating and ways of finding things out. And this is something that kids are already doing. So in a way, it's the curriculum catching up with children. But right from the very beginning of primary school now, there will be an emphasis on children being able to surf the net, for example.